Trump signs order to prevent states from regulating AI. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on December 11 that seeks to establish a federal standard on regulating artificial intelligence companies and prevent states from putting limits on the booming industry. Titled, Ensuring a National Policy Framework for Artificial Intelligence, the president's order aims to create a national standard on AI regulations that would forbid any state laws from going beyond its framework and challenge them through the Department of Justice. You have to have a central source of approval, Trump said during a signing ceremony at the White House on Thursday. When they need approvals on things, they have to come to one source. They can't go to California, New York, and various other places like Illinois. They're putting all this money in. It's a big part of the economy. Since Trump took office in January, state-level AI regulation has been bipartisan, with a large number of Republican-led states like Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, and North Dakota passing legislation to clamp down on the industry, particularly as parents sue companies like OpenAI, accusing its chatbot of encouraging their children to commit suicide. Trump said it was important to protect the growing industry, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent suggesting that China would outpace the United States in innovation if the federal government allowed states to enact their own rules. The order says the national standard on AI regulation should protect children, prevent censorship and copyright infringement, and safeguard communities. A carefully crafted national framework can ensure that the United States wins the AI race, as we must, Trump's order states. The order directs Attorney General Pam Bondi to create a task force within 30 days to target and challenge any state AI laws that defy the order's policy goal of sustaining U.S. global dominance in the AI industry through a minimally burdensome national policy framework. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and other top administration officials are directed to create a list of any onerous state AI laws that hamper the administration's national policy framework and determine if states should lose eligible funding under the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program if their laws conflict with the order. Trump also directed the remaining federal agencies to consider whether state AI laws defy the policy goals of the administration when making grant funding determinations. The order also calls for preparing a recommendation to Congress to create a uniform federal policy framework for AI that preempts state AI laws that conflict with the policy set forth in this order. The recommendation would allow, however, for states to pursue laws related to child safety protections, AI data center infrastructure and permitting reforms, state government use and procurement of the technology, and other topics as shall be determined. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a top Republican ally to the president and a strong advocate of state-level AI regulations, said on December 8 that an executive order doesn't/can't preempt states from enacting AI legislation but that Congress could do so, theoretically. The order claims that a patchwork of 50 different regulatory regimes hampers AI innovation and makes compliance for the companies too challenging. Megan Griffin, public policy analyst for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, a nonprofit that advocates against pornography use and sexual exploitation, said the idea that allowing states to regulate AI would stifle innovation is nonsense. Insurance companies, national insurance companies, are able to navigate around a patchwork of state regulations, and they do it every day, she told the Epoch Times. Griffin, an opponent of any federal effort to preempt states from regulating AI, called it a serious detriment to human flourishing that American children are killing themselves over content they are encountering on social media platforms. If we allow this to run rampant, if we allow young girls to be targeted by their classmates and their schools by deepfake pornography and chat bots to engage in grooming behavior with our children, this is the threat. This is what will hamper innovation, she said.